throughout this election season. We're broadcasting excerpts of the candidates' stump speeches. Today we'll hear from Green Party candidate David Cobb. He spoke last night to students in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
You know why the Green Party is growing? Because we're telling the truth. I totally believe that the Green Party is growing because we tell the truth. We're telling the truth about a looming ecological crisis, a full-on environmental catastrophe in the making. Human conduct on this planet is destroying the earth. Greens tell that truth. Greens tell the truth about the fact that this is a racist, sexist, homophobic, class-oppressive society that's being created with the plunder of the earth. And we tell that truth. And lastly, Greens tell a truth that's really hard for some Americans to hear, but it is the truth, and more Americans are finally grokking it and realizing it. And that truth is that we do not live in a democracy in this country. Because democracy means the people rule. And today, we the people are not ruling, but unelected and unaccountable corporate CEOs are not just exercising power. Folks, they are ruling us. As surely as the kings ruled their subjects, these imperialist conquerors are ruling us, known as transnational corporations. They are making the fundamental public policy decision in this country. Genetically mutated organisms in the public food supply. Who made the decision? Monsanto Corporation. And they made it behind closed doors, beyond the authority of the people that even know or participate in it. They make health insurance corporations and pharmaceutical corporations are dictating our health care options. Our transportation choices are being dictated by General Motors and Firestone Corporation, right? And let's tell the truth, our energy policies are being dictated by oil corporations. And lastly, transnational corporate interests decide when this country goes to war. And the Greens are telling the truth. We're also telling another truth, y'all. Because it ain't all just gloom and doom truth-telling that we need to do. Let's tell the truth about the fact that solutions exist to all of these problems. Every problem that's facing us today, there is a solution if only there was the political will to do it. Now, let me be clear about something. And Mel alluded to it. I'm going to call it. Don't think for a minute that when we get organized around the power of love, that those with the love of power are just going to say, oh, man, they finally got organized. All right, we lose. You win. This is a struggle. It's going to be a struggle. The elites who are in control now are not going to voluntarily give up. They never have. Never, ever have they given up voluntarily just because we organize. And you know what? Being right is not sufficient. It is a necessary condition, but it is not a sufficient condition. Now, we are right, and therefore, I'm going to also use another word, and I'm going to feel good about it. We are righteous. We are righteous in our indignation. We are righteous in our calls for love and compassion and equality. We are on the side of what is good and noble. But let's be clear. I'm going to conclude this because the Green Party is telling the truth, and we're also calling for the truth that we need systemic change in this country.
Green Party presidential candidate David Cobb speaking yesterday in Cambridge, Massachusetts. You can hear more stump speeches at our website, npr.org.